One of the teams we were talking about a second ago, excuse me, one of the coaches we were talking about a second ago, DeMeco Ryans, they got a big game this weekend. It's the Bills at Texans. You asked if the Bucs are, you know, my favorite team right now. They're not. Mm-hmm. I don't have one. But if I were to pick one, it actually might be the Texans. Mm. I like DeMeco. I like CJ. I like Nico. I like all of that. I hope CJ and Stephon don't get caught up in that old team versus new team thing, because that feels like a potentially unnecessary distraction for them in the game. That feels like, you know, CJ maybe looking in a direction that he doesn't really need to, instead of going with what's worked so far this year. Very excited about that game that I'll be watching on tape delay. But
media, or it might just be Josh Allen, has been painted as if they've been snake dissing Stephon Diggs since that guy left. There was another one last week where it's like Josh Allen was talking. It's like, yeah, we don't have guys here. Like, we're worried about their stats. Just everyone's for everyone. Yeah. I don't know if they took him out of context. He talked about they did or whatever.
Sounds like snake disses to me.
Yeah, because it's been happening a lot.
Well, I gave him a pass on the first one because the first one was like, okay.
The fourth one.
Yeah, like you get a pass for like, yeah, no, like I'm gonna miss that phone. We got a great group of guys here, like, yeah. And he's trying to talk about his guys while not dissing Stephon Diggs,
right?
But again, after the third or fourth time, it's like, I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It seems
a little
like
much now,
on.
Josh.
Yeah. It seems like something's going on.
I hate the way that you sneak this. If I'm catch flight, it's gonna be direct.
This is an interesting game for both of these teams.
Oh, yeah.
Because gave Josh Allen a lot of flowers in the first three games of the season, mm-hmm. deservedly so. Did not have a good game on Sunday. And if you follow that up with another rough game or a loss against the Texans, now it's going to start to look a little bit more like I thought it might at the beginning of the season. So if you win, though, it all goes away. It's like, nah, they're legit. They just had a little bump in the road against a really good Baltimore team. If you're Houston, haven't looked great since week one. Week one, they looked really good against Indianapolis.
Sure.
That was a close game, but I just chalk it up as a good game, first game of the season. It's going to be competitive. I didn't think the offense looked great against Chicago. They get destroyed against Minnesota. And they were on the ropes a lot last week against a winless Jacksonville team. If you have another bad performance, now it's like, all right, well, what are we looking at? So it's a big game for both of these guys.
On the flip side, if they win, if you're Houston, because it's always talked about like the Ravens, Bills, and the Chiefs. That's been like the three teams as far as Super Bowl contenders and all that. Does a win here like officially put the Texans into that conversation? Where it's like four teams now rather than the same three that we've always seen.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
Yeah. It might just be three. It might just be three. It might just be Ravens, Chiefs, and Texans. I don't know.
Well, the Ravens could really kick the dirt on Jesse's favorite team.
Oh, yeah. And I think
because I know you've already got them buried alive. But
yeah.
Like,
yeah, so it's officially official if you lose
against
the Ravens.
Yeah, I think if the Ravens continue to play the way that they have, they could very literally put the Bengals away in the fifth week of the season.
I think they're primed to do so. But to Jesse's point, though, how can I put the Bills in the same category as the Ravens, Chiefs, and Texans when – and maybe it even depends on how the game goes, but you lose to the Texans and the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
You're not on the same level as those teams.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if the Texans win, it's just a three-team race at that point.
I wonder if the Texans get the Bills, if the Bills get a little itchy on Davante Adams.
Because
that's one of the things. And I think I can't remember if it was the Bills we were talking about with Kyle, where maybe the Bills can't absorb his
Kyle.
Salary. Is that right?
Yeah, so, you brought up with Kyle.
Yeah, so Kyle's way, way better at understanding that salary stuff than I am, or at least knowing the, you know, where the Bills are and what type of contracts they could take back. But that's been something we've talked about from jump, is like it feels like the Bills got shortcomings.
Yeah, and I thought they had shortcomings coming into the season. For after 3 weeks, I was like, damn, I guess I was wrong. They were, you know, Josh Allen is able to overcome these things. And we talked about making stars and being a playmaker. I was like, I guess Josh Allen is him like that. And he still may be. I'm not ruling that out. But it goes back into question a little bit if they lose this game against Houston. Is this in Buffalo?
This game's in Houston.
In Houston.
Yeah. This game's in Houston.
Hmm. Texans got to win this game.
Yeah, you're hosting the Bills. You got to get this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you absolutely do. You absolutely do. Another one, and I mentioned this, the Cowboys and the Steelers on Sunday night. Steelers coming off of their first loss. Russell Wilson coming off his first week of practice, or I should say his first week of more practice, because I don't think it's the first week of full practice.
Yeah, he's getting more work, I saw.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I like Pittsburgh in that one.
I think everybody does.
Yeah. I think
everybody does.
I'm not sure what the Cowboys offense is going to have for the Steelers defense.
Yeah, that's going to be the thing.
And the Cowboys defense looks like it's starting to take hits.
Yeah, DeMarcus Lawrence is out.
No Micah either.
No Micah already?
Yeah.
Is Micah out long time?
Well, I thought
DeMarcus is on IR.
I could be wrong, but I thought Micah was ruled out a couple of weeks, like a day or two after the injury.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he's, you know, practicing. I haven't seen any reports, but okay. I thought he was.
Maybe I was just like, focused on DeMarcus because DeMarcus went to IR. He's out for.
Yeah. And I don't think Micah's on IR, but I think they're like, yeah, it's a couple weeks. So.
Yeah, Justin, and that's in Pittsburgh too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Justin Fields needs to.
I can't find going forward, but Micah Parsons is out for sure this weekend, though.
And they can't afford those hits on the defense. They just don't. It doesn't seem like they have the depth to be able to deal with that.
Tom Pelissero says it's looking like Micah Parsons. They'll be without Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence at least till their week after the week 7 bye.
Ooh.
Which is, I think they play the 49ers coming off their bye. I believe that's what it is.
I could tell you. Just talk amongst yourselves. They have Pittsburgh and Detroit before the bye. And then they
they might be on a 3-game losing streak.
Then they come out with the game in San Francisco, Atlanta, in Atlanta.
Oof.
Philly,
yeah,
Houston,
win that one.
The football team, and then we can stop there.
Yeah, well, one of the 15 teams that are playing the 49ers coming off their bye.
Oh.
You know what I saw? You know what I saw the other day? This isn't NFL specific, but for the next 55 days, there's going to be football on every day.
I saw that too. It's going to be glorious.
I wonder when it stops and why does it stop? Is it the Wednesday before Thanksgiving? Is that 55 days?
Maybe. Wait, when does this start?
Looking it up right now.
Today.
It starts today?
55 straight days of college or NFL football.
What the hell is on next Tuesday?
At college, probably some MEAC action.
Oh, well. All right.
Mac, MEAC. Okay,
we don't have to get excited just because there's a football game on.
Remember, that's what they call it. It's some action on Tuesday.
I can confirm the 55th day lands on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And then that happens, and I think they go like another 35 days. I think they go the rest of the year after that Wednesday with football. Because it's crazy when the playoffs starts. Like, the schedule when the playoffs starts is insane. College football playoffs.
People were against that at first, but I think that's going to be a big win right there.
I'm excited.
People were against what?
The 12-team playoff.
Yeah.
I always thought, keep it 4 teams, blah, blah, blah. Like, 12 teams is going
to
be
fire. Well, no, it doesn't need to be 4. I just didn't know that it needed to be 12.
It doesn't need to, but I think it's going to be pretty dope. I think it's going
to realize a scrub is going to win the national title at some point.
Don't call Sac State a scrub.
Don't do that.
UNLV will win the national title this year.
Oh, man.
Wait, they whooped Fresno State's ass.
They beat them boys down with the backup.
Yes.
And people were saying the backup might be better than the guy who left. He looked better.
There's a team where Kenny's going to go, well, they wanted to win a 7-game series. They're going to wind up winning the national title.
George Mason is going to win a title.
Facts. That's what I'm talking about.
Well,
They're going to go on one of those giant, you know, New York Giants runs.
The nature of college football. I don't think one of those teams will ever win more than one game in the playoffs. like, let's just say UNLV, for UNLV beating Georgia or Alabama after winning the first game.
No, but stuff can happen.
It can't, but for that to happen, for George Mace, they had to win like four or five games in a row.
And they did.
Yeah. In basketball, I think you could do that. Football, I don't think George Mason, I don't think Northern Illinois can win four or five straight games.
Yeah, because it's different when the guy on Georgia runs a 4.3 40 or whatever, and he's like 6'7".
Yeah.
I think the
250. Stephen Brown size.
Stephen Brown, he's more of a little scat back. 5'6". 145, little Darren Sproles.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Darren Sproles.
Darren Sproles is really minding his own business. That's crazy.
Darren Sproles was a problem. Man, he was so good. But, yeah, 55 straight days of football.
Do you think all this Devontae Adams stuff, and then, you know, you're seeing different teams attached to him, like the Jets being like the most prominent one, or the Saints, or whoever. You could pick any good football team, the Commanders. Mm. Could a wide receiver, Devontae is one of the best, has been at least, mm-hmm. at the very least, he has been one of the best. Could a wide receiver catapult a team to a Super Bowl? A good team, and I'm not talking about adding him to a bad football team. I'm talking about one of these good football teams, though I don't think the Jets are good, but I'm clearly alone in that opinion. Can a wide receiver, and we'll just say Devontae, because that's a high-level wide receiver, catapult you to a Super Bowl?
In theory, it feels like it could, but I don't have any historical examples off the top of my head.
They didn't even win the Super Bowl. The Patriots land Randy Moss, and they have that extraordinary offensive output. Yeah, they were already, they were a Super Bowl team that went to a different level with Randy Moss. They didn't win the Super Bowl, whether we like it or not. They didn't.
Right.
But I'm trying to think of.
But he did elevate them.
He did. He absolutely elevated them.
What about the Saints? If he were to go there, I don't think that's a team we think of as Super Bowl contenders, but if they were left with Devontae Adams, would you throw them in there?
I'm just trying to figure out if a wide receiver can do that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, in theory, I would say yes. In theory, but outside of Randy, and Devontae's not Randy.
Randy went to go play with the greatest.
And there's no Brady, by the way. Yeah, there's one. But but I don't even know if that matters.
Yeah.
Like, they're 4-0. Do they look better because they land Devontae Adams? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
And it feels disrespectful.
I guess the answer would be no.
It feels disrespectful to Devontae Adams, and I'm not trying to be. I'm talking about the actual position. Mm-hmm. Like, if you told me an edge rusher wanted out, if you told me, if we just went to Max Crosby wants out. Okay. He lands on the right team. Like, yeah, I think that could potentially catapult them to the Super Bowl. I don't know. I don't know that a wide receiver does that.
Scout Recycler says Terrell Owens when he went to, actually both times. Did he elevate the Cowboys? Because I was thinking the Eagles, but did he take the Cowboys to a championship contender?
I mean, I don't
really
remember. Like, I don't know. Like, Philly was good. They too. Didn't go. Like, they lost to the Giants.
Philly was still decent around that time, too. I don't think he elevated them, maybe added to it. Like, Philly was in the NFC Championship 2001, I think, or around there.
I was going to say you can make the argument he got him over the hump, but he didn't even play in the NFC Championship game. They hadn't gotten to a Super Bowl until Terrell Owens was on the team, but he didn't play. He literally didn't play in the NFC Championship. So, I don't know. My thought is, I feel like yes. I want to answer yes, but there aren't many, if any, examples of that actually being the case.
I've seen this one thrown in the chat a couple of times. They're saying Charles Capper says that Adams would elevate the Chiefs already, like, easily. We already think the Chiefs are Super Bowl contenders as is, no?
Yeah.
Like, they literally she rise might be hurt for a while, but like, we're not taking them out.
Would he elevate Baltimore?
They're already contenders, I think.
But the thing is,
would have to be a team like the Jets.
Here's where I have failed, and I told you I've had a rough day. I'm not talking about Devontae. I'm talking about the position. Do you think the wide receiver position, like, you upgrade? We'll use the Ravens. That was the last example. You upgrade their wide receiver position right now today. You feel better about their chances going to the Super Bowl?
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, like, this isn't what you're asking. It's not realistic. But if Justin Jefferson went to the Ravens, I'd be like, oh, Lamar and Justin?
It's not that far off. Like, I mean, Justin's, it kind of feels like he's the Patrick Mahomes maybe of that position. But Devontae's right behind him. Like, mm-hmm. Devontae, like, the, you know, Jamar, those guys are right behind him.
Yeah.
I've just been... And maybe some of it is the kind of weird dialogue that's happening with Devontae, where I think there's like questions of who exactly he is at this point in his mm-hmm. career after being away from Rodgers for the last few.
Mm-hmm.
I think the answer is yes.
Yeah.
But I don't.
I'm not confident in that.
I'm not confident either.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson but would you, elevate someone to a Super Bowl contender.
I saw Brian Cruz mention Christian McCaffrey, but Christian McCaffrey does so much more. Like, he's not a wide receiver.
Right.
And you're 100% right. It did feel like Christian McCaffrey took the San Francisco 49ers to an entirely different level. Mm-hmm. But he does a lot of he's out of the backfield. There aren't very many players you could compare him to in the entire league.
And to Jesse's point, the Niners were kind of already a Super Bowl contender. And then CMC made them feel like a lock almost.
I think a wide receiver can elevate you, but it depends. Like, you need the right one, because I'll ask you guys right now, like, does Devontae Adams make the Jets a Super Bowl contender?
No.
What about Justin Jefferson, though?
No.
No?
No, that team's not good enough. I'll die on that hill. They're not good enough. They're not good enough. Their quarterback's not good enough. And you told me their coach sucks. So their coach isn't good enough.
It seems
absolutely not.
It seems like where they're not good enough at is the offense, and that's where he'd be helping elevate.
Is he going to throw it?
No, he's not going to throw it. But
I just don't think he's good anymore. Jesse told me to go to break. We'll be back. Head over to trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320, and you won't overthrow your receivers. I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I just figured it'd be a good segue right there.
Yeah, I would. Reliving more 49ers Super Bowl.
Jim Garoppolo missing Emmanuel Sanders in the Super Bowl.
Oh, Jim. Yeah. Jimothy.
James is his name.
Jim? James? Yeah. Jimothy?
He's not getting any nicknames around here.
No pop at all. Wow.
None.
What is that? Is that office?
Kenny James, Ham Caraway over here.
Every time.
It's going to be a pop. I don't know nothing about that.
Every time. Head over to trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320 and click the link to Maptrition and grab your protein powders, grab your strength enhancers, grab your cravings crushers, grab all of that stuff that will take you and get you on the right path to your fitness journey or just your overall health journey. There's a free macro calculator there for you. You can even ask for a free nutritionist consultation. Take advantage of that, man. That's a great group of people over there at trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320.
Yeah, but you walked in on a conference. Somebody in the chat asked me, it was real random too, do you think the 49ers win the Super Bowl with Brock as the quarterback instead of Jimmy? And I landed on yes. Like, Jimmy wasn't even bad in that game. But I do think Brock would have been a little bit better. And one of the things, like Dr. David said, the defense gave up a 10-point lead with 7 minutes left. And that's true. I don't think Brock is going 3 and out, I think 2 straight times to kind of help with that. I think Brock finds a way to make a couple plays.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Jimmy wasn't awful in that Super Bowl. He was okay. He had an awful, awful interception in the first quarter or second quarter that was just literally unforgivable. But I don't. After that interception, I think he completed like 11 of his next 12 passes, and got him a 10-point lead. Like he wasn't bad in that Super Bowl. He wasn't great, but wasn't bad.
So the answer is yes.
I think Brock. Yeah, because I think part of losing that lead was, I think they had like 3 straight 3 and outs. I don't think Brock does that. I think Brock moves the ball a little bit to take a little more time off.
Okay. Well, those are unanswered questions in 49ers history with Kenny Caraway. How about unanswered questions headed into NBA training camp? Because obviously were focused, rightfully so, on the Sacramento Kings. By the way, sound did emerge from practice. I don't know. We're a family. Do you want to hear from Colby Jones and Mason Jones?
I mean,
I'm pretty sure they're not going to cuss. I was just like, I don't know what we're going to get with this. So
I saw Colby Jones on the Devin Carter's video. He came to see him while he was looking for a penthouse.
Okay.
I was like, oh, Colby Jones. And then they left. He's like, all right, man, I'm going to see you on FIFA a little later. Like, oh, okay. So I say that to say, I don't know if I need to hear more from Colby Jones.
All right.
Mason's my boy. I mean, I like Colby too, but Mason's my boy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mason's my boy.
Now, Sean did post Mike Brown as well. It is 11 minutes, so we can kind of pick and choose what we want to hear from there. But let's start in a different spot. I came across this ESPN article that was talking about like intriguing players to watch, and I noticed a common theme, and it's funny. Again, rightfully so, we've been focused on DeMar, we've been focused on the Sacramento Kings, and this probably doesn't. I'm certain this doesn't tie into the Sacramento Kings at all. It's why the conversation died 3 months ago. What the hell happens with Brandon Ingram and the Pelicans? Are we just playing ball? Are we gonna act like none of this happened? Like there's like I'm not a lame duck. Like what are we doing?
They're gonna try and act like none of it happened,
man.
But yeah, I don't know, man. That is bad vibes.
Bad vibes.
Bad vibes over there in New Orleans, and yeah, I don't know how that plays out. I don't know. You know, sometimes though in the NBA, because I remember specifically the Allen Iverson's 2001 year, famously, he was traded. They made a deal. Pat Croce and all those guys made a deal to trade him to Detroit, and he was gone. And the only thing that kept that from happening was Matt Geiger wouldn't waive his no trade clause. And then the deal was off. Allen Iverson stays and has the best career. Or best year of his career. So I'm not saying Brandon Ingram's going to win the MVP, but maybe he can play through it. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Did you say Brandon Ingram might win the MVP?
I'm not saying.
Yeah, yeah. But then you said what?
I'm not saying Brandon Ingram will win the MVP or will even be considered as an MVP candidate.
Okay.
Much like Allen Iverson was that year. He was the MVP.
It's so funny. Like, we just stopped talking about Brandon Ingram like 3 months ago.
The GM told us just impossible to sign him or trade him.
Well, the funny thing is, apparently so did everybody else. Like, I can't even remember the last time I heard Brandon Ingram's name. It was just kind of like, oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Did this just get fixed? Like, what is going on here?
And do you think that we see Brandon Ingram in a Pelicans uniform all year long?
Well, he's impossible to trade, according to... I'm going to go no.
I want to say no, too, but I don't know where he goes.
The posts start to move. Like... Ingram wants to go somewhere now that he can sign with. Mm-hmm. It's going to be out of his hands come February.
But so on the flip side of that situation.
Damn shame what happened to flip side.
Man.
Tragic.
What?
Flip side!
I remember there might be some things going on.
Bro, you always say that. Nah, there's never anything going on.
I found something. I got to see how this works out. But... Who's going to take on that risk?
Well, what's the risk? The price has to be less, right?
The asking price is less, I guess why is New Orleans even doing it?
Like, if it's get something. You get something versus absolutely nothing.
Yeah. But,
I mean,
then you ask yourself, is this something worth, like, losing a really good player for your team this year, one of your best players?
Well, it could matter where they're at,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it could be, you know, there is a also a do one of those. You do one of those honest discussion things, like where you sit down with, you know, Griff sits down with Willie Green and whatever else the decision makers are in New Orleans. And come on, man, are we winning the NBA championship this year? Like, if everything connects for us, do we really think we're winning an NBA championship? Because if not, maybe we could get something back that will help us win next year. Maybe we could get something back that will help us moving forward. It'll put us in a better financial situation. We'll at least get something in return because we're not signing him back. He doesn't want to sign back. And we're at the point where we kind of need to, we'd really like to get something in return.
Yeah.
And you hope there's a team out there that bites on that. Like, yeah, no, Brandon Ingram, there's a team going in a different direction. Maybe they're ascending a little bit. Like, man, Brandon Ingram will be great here. Or they dealt with an injury and they're willing to give up. Like, we still think we could compete. We still think we could, you know, be a top tier team in the conference. Let's make that move.
So, and you're right. That's the type of situation that would Brandon Ingram would go to. But I'm looking around the league and I'm like, who is that?
I don't know.
It's not OKC.
No.
It's not Minnesota.
Well, wait, why can't it be OKC?
I don't think they really have room for him when you got
But room SG. For what? Room for the rest of the year?
Well, just rotation-wise.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, if someone got hurt, because outside of that, I don't know.
Did you know? I just realized this the other day. Did you know OKC has pick swap rights with the Clippers this year? Oh, man.
For Paul George?
I guess so. I don't know. But they got pick swap rights. Jesus.
Clippers better make the playoffs, man. Oh, that's tough.
But the OKC could have a top 10 pick in this upcoming
draft. That is tough.
Wow.
At some point, Adam Silver needs to step in and go, well, okay, wait a damn minute.
But I don't think, like, injuries for sure, but I don't think, and when you say injuries, I think it'd have to be like season ending.
Right.
If somebody's out for 2 months.
Someone you need to make a playoff run with.
Right.
Or someone goes out and you need someone to help you make that playoff run.
But
because at the end, they can be gone and it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't think OKC is. I don't think Minnesota. Leezy in the chat says Denver. I don't think Denver has the assets to go after him. And I don't know if
I don't even know how they would pull that off in the middle of the season.
Yeah, and I don't know if they have the they can do it money-wise. Because he's not playing for Brock Purdy's contract right now. Like, he's still kind of getting paid.
No, but you, like, can half it.
True.
You know, roughly whatever you like. If we're literally talking February, that's a little over half.
Yeah, true. Somebody's in the chat says the Spurs. Maybe so. Maybe that's one.
The Spurs probably aren't. I mean, why would the Spurs do it though? Because the Spurs aren't making a. Well, I don't think they're making a run.
They might be making a run towards the play-in.
Okay.
So
I think they're going to do that anyways, but that's fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, maybe so. So, yeah, I'm not sure what happens with B.I., man. I'm really not sure.
It's just so funny. Just dead. Conversation just stopped.
Just gone.
Like, and I started, like, just reading, kind of poking around. And it's like, oh, it wasn't just us. Everybody stopped talking.
Yeah.
Griff dropped this speech about being impossible to trade. And he was, well, you know Griff's right. Forget it.
You know Griff. He knows that CBA. He's dead on. Man, that CBA is a mess.
The crazy thing is, Griff's probably right.
Yeah,
we kind of laughed at him, but and I don't think we laughed at him just because it came across so funny.
Right.
But he might be 100% accurate.
Yeah. I don't like it. They're at the beginning of the series.
What do you want to be different? What bothers you so much?
I want them to be able to do a little bit more.
You're a big market guy. You want those guys to be able to spend all. You want the Knicks and the Lakers and.
I want everybody to be able to spin, or I don't know if the penalty should be so harsh if you go over the cap. Like, is there?
But don't you think that balances things out a little bit? Because it's not a, because then it becomes, how rich are you and how much are you willing to spend?
Well, the distinction that isn't in the CBA right now is whether they're quote unquote homegrown guys. Like maybe you can't go sign a free agent or mm-hmm. whatever, mm-hmm. but think about the Kings situation. Like they shouldn't have to move on from somebody if they want to sign Keegan Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Keegan Murray should be a guy, or De'Aaron Fox or something like that. That should be a guy that, no, we drafted him. He's been with us for X amount of years. A penalty to sign him to the max deal or whatever shouldn't equate the same as the penalty I'd have to sign DeMar DeRozan. Like, they shouldn't be the same.
Sure.
And right now they are. So now that's maybe what I would change. Because now you got guys, like a lot of people talk about the Timberwolves and Cat situation basically being a situation where like we just couldn't afford all these guys. And they had to move on from one of their homegrown guys.
But I'll contest that a little bit and say it wasn't that they couldn't afford them. It was that they weren't willing to pay them because they didn't think they were a championship team. Mm-hmm. Those are discussions that have to be had now.
Mm-hmm.
You it's not okay, we're going to try again. Or the Joe Lacob, you know, not there aren't a lot of guys we'll just ride it till the wheels fall off.
Mm-hmm.
They fell off a while ago and you're still riding.
Yeah.
But
it's true.
They did.
Now that I think about it with somebody saying the Nuggets, I guess it was Leezy. I think the Nuggets are a second apron team.
Still?
I think the three teams were the Nuggets, Celtics,
How could the Nuggets be a second apron team? They ain't signed nobody.
They signed Jamal.
They kept losing.
That doesn't go into effect right now. But they got Jamal, Jokic, Michael Porter might be the one that puts them over the top.
No, probably.
Aaron Gordon's on a hefty contract. He's going to need an extension. I thought it was those three teams. I could be wrong, though.
The NBA projects that the following teams will be second apron teams in 24-25. That's this year, right?
Yeah.
Bucks, Celtics, Suns, and Timberwolves.
Okay.
That's an immediate Google search, by the way. Not any deep dive here.
Well, maybe the Nuggets can make some maneuvers then.
What are you, Vince McMahon? Make some maneuvers? What a maneuver! Bucks, Celtics, Suns,
Vincent.
Timberwolves.
We got to show a little respect.
It feels like the Nuggets. It feels like the Nuggets were trying to avoid the second apron, which is why
maybe that's what I was thinking. Yeah, maybe that's what I was thinking. Why they just kind of let KCP walk.
Are those four? I'll ask it. Are those four title contenders? Bucks, Celtics, Suns, Timberwolves. Legitimate title contenders. Bucks, Celtics, Suns,
I feel like the Suns are fringe.
Two of them are, I guess.
Bucks and Celtics?
Yeah, Celtics and Bucks.
Well,
Timberwolves are not.
They're not. They're not, but was the second apron distinction, that was... Maybe it doesn't matter because they took contracts back in return. But was that with Cat?
Good question.
Are they still a second apron?
Good question.
Because if they are, then yeah, they're not a contender. They shouldn't be there.
So
what is the date on your article?
My immediate response is this: that was an AI overview that I just read. The article that spectacular.
Oh, the Terminator is.
The article that I believe it's referencing is dated July 19th, so obviously it was before, but salary has to come back.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
So if they're
still there.
Yeah, it have to be.
Was it dollar for dollar though, maybe? Maybe it was just like, maybe it just reached the 70% or 80% of Cat's contract. Because doesn't Cat have a crazy contract?
He's got a big boy contract, yeah.
So maybe Dante and Randall were 80 or 70%, whatever is needed to complete the trade.
I hope people know 90% of this show is looking up stuff like as we're discussing it.
What's it called? Mid show.
Some people research. Prep. We don't. We just start a conversation and start looking.
We're all gas, no bricks at 12. What do you want from us?
That's a shoot. Towns has a cap hit of 49.2. The Knicks will be 53.2 over the cap. This is Knicks, Timberwolves. I'm trying to. I really should have just gone straight to The Athletic because I'm sure it's in their article. This is not helping me whatsoever. It's just breaking down all of the contracts, but doesn't tell me if the Timberwolves are still a second apron team.
I don't know. I would think they wouldn't be.
But that means they would have had to have been barely over the second apron, because we all know there's a percentage that you have to take back. Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't a dollar for percentage, and assuming that Timberwolves were on the, because I thought all of the money that the Timberwolves were coming off of was
future money.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could be the case.
Because Julius is at this point one and done.
Yeah. Wow. That could be the case.
I'm not going to find this, so whatever.
No, it's all good. Hey, I wanted to see what you wanted to do with this. I DM'd both you and Jesse because...
What?
You know, they...
DM'd where?
On Twitter. Well, Jesse don't have Instagram. But Domantas Sabonis, we got alerted by, I think, Zabo. Domantas Sabonis was on Rich Eisen's show talking about Draymond Green. And some other stuff with the Kings. It's like a 2-minute clip.
Okay. Give me a second.
Want to hear what Domas got to say?
Well, it's not my... No, give me a second. It's on...
You haven't seen it yet?
I haven't seen it, no.
So it's a little awkward, I think. Because Rich is like pressing him a bit with questions, and like Domas is not a media guy, you know?
Okay. All right. A 2-minute... Well, I mean, we're used to that. Long That's clip. Our guy. As long as Rich was respectful, it's fine. All right, let's see what Domas is talking about here. Looks great. Ankles out. I like it.
That's it. That is his bag.
It definitely is. That's the European bag. Yeah. I'm with it.
Am I on cool at all?
I think so. I think we're cool.
You are?
Yeah, there's no bad beef. It's not what the media thinks. You know, we're just two competitors and we're fighting for a playoff win.
Okay, so there's... okay, so like... Not Christmas card list type thing, or you're just fine, or
probably
you're...
not. No, we're cool. I mean, we both respect each other, and on the court, you know, I mean, we're just trying to win.
Do you think he respects you?
I think so.
Okay. All right. And so when you see the Warriors, there's no issue. I'm fine dropping the subject matter.
No, there's no issue. You know, I mean, we're both players in the same position that want to win, and
okay,
both kind of aggressive, loud players out there.
So, are you loud?
I think so.
What do you mean?
I'm gonna pause this.
You get what I'm saying?
No, I don't think Rich has ever met Domantas Sabonis before. I think that's part of the problem. Rich is desperately trying to bait him into something with Draymond Green, where he is not interested in it.
No, we're cool.
Get Rich Eisen on the phone immediately, Jesse.
I got it. Yeah, Rich was just pressing him the whole time.
Yeah, like Rich, what do you want him to say? F that guy? Come on, Rich. And look at the way. Why is Rich sitting like that? That's the other thing.
Bro, Domas is getting interrogated.
What is he doing?
He's going to slam the bag of McDonald's right now.
Why is Rich like sitting like, what are you doing? All right, here's more.
We're vocal. We show a lot of emotion.
You always seem to have a black eye. Seriously. Like I'm like when you walked in, I'm like, is this really the Sabonis that's supposed to be here? Because your face looks unbruised. You always do seem to have.
Yeah, for the last couple of years in the postseason, it's been a thing where I'm going into the postseason or first game of the postseason, I have a black eye.
It's not just me then.
It's not just you. Yeah, it happened last year at last game we played Portland, and it was one of those games where, you know, we're just trying to get over with, season's over, and.
Look at
yes,
that.
Yes, that's the one. That's the one.
Ooh. Now, is this the moment you received the black eye? Or
no, this already happened. Actually, no one knew until after the game, and then after I took a shower, it started to swell up and get some color.
Well, then now you say it's time for the playoffs.
Exactly.
Right? You now can't go into the playoffs without a black eye.
I hope that tradition ends.
So then what do you say would your father agree? Do you have this conversation with your dad that his era was tougher to play in than yours?
He always says it's different basketball. He says you can't compare. Like, everyone is great in their own era because everyone's adapting to that type of that type of basketball. So,
right.
I mean, if you had those players back then and put them here, they're going to adapt to these new rules and everything. They're just that smart. They're just whatever it may be, you know? So,
right.
So are you cool? And Draymond cool?
Rich, you cleaned it up a little bit, but...
No, you guys cool? Christmas cards? No, seriously, though. Like, when you guys see each other, are you guys okay?
I'll drop it, you know?
I think so. I think we're cool.
Now, what's really pissing me off is the way he's sitting. I don't know why, but the way he's sitting is really bothering me.
As if he doesn't believe him.
It's very upsetting. Yeah, he's looking at Domas like he's lying.
Yeah, there's no bad beef. It's not what the media thinks. You know, we're just two competitors, and we're fighting for a playoff win.
Okay, so there's So. Like
now there's where you move on, Rich. I get you've done this for, you know, 40 years or whatever. I get you're the man. But this is where you move on.
Not Christmas card list type
No,
thing,
let's press it some more.
Probably not. No, we're cool. I mean, we both respect each other. And on the court, you know, I mean, we're just trying to win.
Do you think he respects you?
I think so.
Okay. All right. And so when you see the Warriors.
Get Rich Eisen on the phone immediately.
How many questions was that? Five questions?
There's no issue. I'm fine. Yeah. Dropping this.
No, I'm gonna drop it.
No, there's no issue. You know,
I'm gonna ask you one more question though.
We're both players in the same position that want to win, and yeah,
okay,
both kind of aggressive, loud players out there.
Yes. Are you loud?
I think so.
Look, I swear to God. I swear to the way Rich is sitting is pissing me off.
Imagine Rich holds up a picture of Draymond Green. How does this picture make you feel?
Like, Rich Eisen is sitting in the most condescending way, if that is even a thing possible. And I'm a Rich Eisen guy. He's a great interviewer.
He's the man, go blue and everything. But
shut up.
Go blue. Shout out Rich Eisen. Right. You know what it is. But that was. I'm not even here to tell. It was just crazy to see. What are we doing?
He said, you loud? Word?
You imagine, don't my sense back. Yeah, you know what? I lied, Rich. I'm sorry.
You think he respects you? Really? You think he respects you? Really?
You? Oh. You? Sounded like Nas. You? We'll come back. Matt George joins us in about 20 minutes. We got power rankings coming up.
Yeah.
Steelin' with Casey here on ESPN 1320. You want to get into the conversation that has been sweeping the nation for the past several weeks because we've got power rankings coming up. We got Matt George set to join us in about 30 minutes. Excited to talk to our man Matt George about Kings basketball. Buy or sell week 4. This is fun. I've enjoyed this conversation the last couple of weeks. It's an interesting way to kind of approach what's happening in the league right now we hear buy or sell all of the time, but we like to put a little spin on this. And we'll use the Green Bay Packers. We're going to use a couple of unpredictable stocks here this week. One of them is the Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is if you buy the Green Bay Packers now, it's fine. It's probably a reasonable price. The Packers stock might have started a little high.
Okay.
It probably hasn't gone down much. Might have gone down a little bit.
Right.
But not much. Meaning, if you sell, you're losing.
Okay.
You're probably losing a couple bucks. But you could lose more if this thing goes south. I don't know how big the return is on a buy. I think Jesse's got some strong feelings on the Packers.
I'll buy, but I'm just saying, there was a couple weeks ago when Malik Willis was a star. I was like, hey, guys, maybe don't give up on them yet. Maybe stick with the Packers. Like, I've been bought in for a while.
Jesse's in.
Now, do you think that is a product of the competition they played? Because they played the Colts and the Titans in those two games. Did people possibly get fooled by that situation?
You fool me, you can't get fooled again.
I saw the Miami Dolphins for 2 weeks not move the football with their guys. That's so I'm going to give you credit for doing that with your guys.
Jesse speaking from a place of hurt.
Well, I'm going to keep it real. Like, they still did what they were supposed to. Yeah, and they were in the playoffs last year. And like we were expecting stuff from something from them this year. So I'm all bought in with the Packers.
I am selling.
You're getting out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm selling. That doesn't mean I don't think they're a good team, but if I got to choose one,
yeah,
I'm still not convinced that they're the team that everybody is.
And you think the stock could go down even more?
Yeah, I do.
I think I'm with you. Yeah. I think I'm with KC. So Jesse might get. This is how you might pay for the wedding.
It's facts. I'm not going to do it in Michigan because KC won't give me.
Well, they
come out to the West Coast this Saturday against Washington. They're underdog. Tune in tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll talk. We'll talk tomorrow.
This stock, this stock could be heavily influenced by the other trade market.
Mm.
The New York Jets. This stock probably cost you a couple of bucks at the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
It was an overhyped stock. It was probably priced way too high.
Mm-hmm.
But it really hasn't gone down. It's kind of stayed neutral. However, they're looking to add a piece. At least they're in the market to add a piece that some think could potentially put them over the top or perhaps give them the extra boost that they need, which would no doubt increase the stock. Mm-hmm. The Jets. You buying right now in week 5 or you out of this Jets business. And this is a rare one where I think if you sell the Jets, because everything traces back to before the season.
Mm-hmm.
If you sell the Jets today, you probably just broke even.
Hmm.
You can use that to invest in a different team, maybe combine it, maybe try to get in on the football team stock if it's not too late. Right. But you could probably break even on the Jets, but there's murmurs that stock could go up if Devontae Adams winds up there.
I'm still thinking about this one, Jesse. You go ahead and go first.
I'm selling this one. If I'm not expecting Robert Saleh to be there at the end of the year, Aaron Rodgers won't be there. Like, I'm not expecting things to go great, even if they do get Devontae Adams. I'm selling.
I'll go ahead. I'll give you some more time. I never bought this sorry-ass stock.
Well, there's that, too, by the way.
Never bought it. Was never in my portfolio. If it were... Yeah, I'm selling.
There's infighting right now, it seems like.
Yeah. The upper management turmoil is a little bit too much. I don't want no part of the New York Jets stock.
You know what, man? I'm a buy.
What a day.
I think they're going to make the playoffs.
Aaron Rodgers, Hulk Hogan, and Eric Bischoff. What a goddamn day.
Wait just a damn minute. It's not Aaron Rodgers, so to speak.
Who's the quarterback of the Jets?
It's Aaron Rodgers, but I think they're going to get Devontae Adams.
Did you show love for Hulk Hogan today?
Love is a strong
term. Did you show love for Hulk Hogan today?
A strong term.
Jesse, did Kenny show love for...
He did. He went bump.
To say I show love for Hulk Hogan is crazy. Mm. I just show love for a performance by him.
Mm.
That there's a big difference.
A distinction without a difference,
big
sir.
Difference. Jeez. See, I set you. They'd be trying to
I guarantee you, he's showing it up front tomorrow in a red and yellow suit.
How much did the outfit you're
wearing to upfront cost?
Tomorrow's gonna be a big day for the show in the chatty house.
Yeah, I'm choosing my outfit very. Okay,
I kept it simple. This is a common man outfit. Ain't no logos, no nothing. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, common man outfit. I'm able to do that. I do that from time.
You doing
to time.
A jacket?
No.
Okay, me neither. Okay, good.
No jacket. Right, I mean, I'm not against the jacket, but it's
going to be hot as hell over there.
Yeah, it don't work with what I'm doing tomorrow.
So five figures? Four?
No, neither.
All right.
We're not even going three.
You don't got to lie to us.
Talk to us like children. Like,
come on.
No, it's okay. Mommy and daddy are getting a divorce. We understand. Just talk to us like adults. Jesus. So... You're in.
I think so. You know what really changed my mind about this? And when I say buying the stock, I'm thinking of them making the playoffs. And that's the way the Dolphins season has played out. Because I anticipated the Dolphins being there. I didn't buy it. I wasn't really sold on the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
But sure, like, I could see a world where that happens. Where those two teams make it out of the NFC East. Now, I think the Dolphins are cooked, and I don't know what's going on here with the Bills. Somebody got to make it from that division.
New England Patriots, come on down.
Definitely not going to be them.
They play Miami this week.
Who won in that game?
It's in New England. That's all I'm going to say.
I picked the Pick'em League. I picked the Dolphins. They ain't going to lose that game. Come on now.
Are you serious?
I just saw.
If I'm being impartial, bro, New England might win that game. If I'm being impartial, New England's probably going to win that game. Miami cannot move the football.
Neither can New England. They stink.
I don't know.
Offensively.
It's ugly, bro. I'll be there.
Last one. Maybe the most unique stock in the NFL.
Okay.
The Chicago Bears. Stock was... This was one of the analyst stocks to watch as the season started, and it's percolated and it's probably dipped a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You might be able to get in at a decent price right now for the Chicago Bears stock and maybe a de facto Caleb Williams stock.
Okay.
Could get worse. Could get a lot better.
Yeah.
Tough division. Tough offensive line. Young developing quarterback. If you sell, you're losing a couple bucks. I don't think it's anything. You're not going to be happy if you have to sell.
Mm-hmm.
It's enough to where it's like, it's like two shirts Kenny can't buy.
It's
something along those lines. It's tough.
Three sticks of gum TVs that he can't get.
Right. It's along those lines. But the reward, because of where they're at right now, the reward could be there. Is anybody in on the Chicago Bears still? Because I think you were both.
I'm in on the Bears. Yeah, I'm still buying the Bears. Yeah, they haven't even looked great, and they're 2-2 still.
This might be a good time to buy.
Maybe Matt Eberflus figures it out. I'm not crossing my fingers or holding my breath on that one or whatever. But I like Caleb Williams. He's rookie or whatever. He's going to look ugly at times, but he's also shown flashes. I love DJ Moore. I like their offense and all that. It's just they got things to figure out, but I'm going to buy.
I'm going to sell. I'll tell you why. And once again, talk about getting to the playoffs. They're in a division where two are already getting in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be the third? And if they're the third, you're buying Chicago over Seattle and or Atlanta, New Orleans, Tampa Bay. And if it could get real quick, you're buying them over Philly?
Yeah.
But look how many teams because they got two that are already in the NFC North, in my opinion. And the only reason I'm saying like for sure buy is because technically I'm selling Green Bay. So I'm just going to say Chicago's the third best team. There is an argument to say, you bought Green Bay, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to mess around with the Bears one a little bit. Because I think the Bears, like, they'll still be in the mix. Like, for the Bears, like, if it's, like, is the company going under if they don't make playoffs?
Well, no, it's not.
Like, what are we doing
it's
here?
Not, like, but that's what we buying though. We buying a playoff situation.
Can I buy them going over 500 or being there? Can I buy them being in the mix?
We got to talk to
leadership from Philadelphia. Can I buy them a staff meeting to smooth things out?
Can I buy them being in the graphic at the end of the season in the hunt or whatever?
I don't know. We got to talk to NASDAQ. What's the parameters here of what we're buying here?
For the game itself, if it's making playoffs, then you sell. But for the Bears itself, I really like what they got going on. Like, I'd buy that they'd still be in the mix at the end of the
season. Look at this through the idea of making money. Like, how do you make money along this process of buying stock?
You make money if they make the playoffs.